Welcome, everyone. My name is Ariel Weiss. This is the 6th annual Alexander Technique Teachers of Greater Philadelphia International Online Summit. This is our guided constructive rest session, and I'd like to dedicate today's constructive rest session to the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The theme for our conference, our online summit this year, is finding balance in ourselves and the world. So I'm going to ask you to get yourself settled in semi-supine. Take a moment to get comfortable. Experiment with the amount of books underneath your head, so that your head can rest comfortably parallel to both the floor and the ceiling. Just noticing if you're tilted back or forward and adjusting as needed. Take another moment and experiment with where your feet and legs will be comfortable. Ask if your heels want to be closer to your sit bones or further away. Or perhaps you prefer to have your legs extended with something underneath your knees. Also take a moment and just inquire where your arms will feel comfortable. Will they be more comfortable with your hands somewhere on your torso? Perhaps your two hands don't want to be in the same place. Perhaps one is more comfortable high and one is more comfortable low. Or are your arms more comfortable outstretched on the floor? And would they prefer to be palms up or palms down? And if your hands are on your torso, you may also want to experiment with putting something underneath your elbows to elevate them or pad them just a little bit. So once you've arrived with relative comfort and ease, I invite you to pay attention to the surfaces on the back of your body that are meeting the surfaces below. The surface of your skull meeting the books under your head. The top of your shoulders on the floor. The back of your arms. Your sacrum at the very lowest part of your torso. And the soles of your feet if you're in semi-supine. If your legs are outstretched, you might feel your calves and heels in contact with the floor. And just take a moment to notice that as you were noticing those supporting surfaces, did your attention retreat internally? How much of the room and space around you are you aware of? And so if you have closed your eyes, I invite you in this moment to gently open them and just notice what you see when you open your eyes. And then, when you notice the space around you, can you notice a shift in your attention away from those supporting surfaces? So just have a little fun balancing your attention to see if you can open up the doorways of information, not to stretch and strain, just to include and enjoy the tactile sensations of surfaces from below supporting you as you enjoy the space around you. Perhaps you can practice knowing where your feet and back are as you find three colors in the room around you. Perhaps you could even name those colors out loud. Our habits of attention can be quite strong, so it's okay if it takes a moment. Please don't work hard at it. Please continue to invite. So, as we're playfully balancing our attention from the external world to the internal sensations of weight and touch, I'm going to ask you to notice the balance of your skull on the surface below it. Just noticing if you're balancing more towards the top of your skull or more towards the base of your skull. No need to fix anything, just allowing yourself to be curious and noticing. And if things start to shift, that's okay too. And again, noticing if when I notice the balance of my skull, do I stop seeing the light and the colors in the room? Perhaps I could do both. I could open my attention to be inclusive. Next, I'll ask, what is the balance of your skull on that supporting surface, side to side, right to left? Again, no need to change anything. Simply bringing my curiosity to notice. Can I notice if I'm weighted more on the right or the left, as I still see the space I'm in and feel my feet on the floor, or my heels, or my back, my arms? Moving down to our shoulders, can we notice the balance right to left? Just allowing curiosity to lead. No need to fix or change. And if things start to shift, that's okay too. Noticing the balance right to left, from the back of my right arm to the back of my left arm. Noticing the balance of my pelvis right to left, the left side of my sacrum and the right. Again, just pausing, noticing my breathing, noticing the space I'm in. No need to rush, no need to fix, allowing my curiosity to lead. Allowing my attention to come to my feet and legs. And just noticing, is there more weight in one side or the other? Is there more weight on the outside of my feet or the inside or the heel or the toes? Or do I feel one thing on one side and something else possibly on the other? Symmetry is greatly overrated. I do not need to fix and match. Simply notice. See if you can open up your attention to bring the whole of your right to left side balance in your whole self be included with your attention in the space around you. How does the weightedness in your body, side to side, affect the movement of your breath? Or does it? Is there the same amount of movement, side to side, in your torso as you breathe? Perhaps your hands can help you notice that by placing one hand high on your ribs on the left and the other hand high on your ribs on the right. Just noticing, do the two sides of my torso move together? Or does one side like to start? And one side like to finish? Or does one side like to move more? And one side like to move less? Letting my curiosity lead. Can I appreciate both sides of my torso? As I appreciate both sides of my pelvis and legs and arms and skull in the space all around me. So now I'm going to invite you with eyes open. To simply let your eyes drift to the right, not very far, just about 1:30 or 2 o'clock. And just notice how that shifts the weight in your skull, that back part of your skull, changes the weightedness side to side. And notice if that changes the weightedness in your torso, in your shoulders side to side. Or in your ribs, or in your pelvis, and legs and feet. Lightly, lightly with your right foot, press into the floor and let your eyes come back home to noon. Noticing the shifting of weight side to side. We're going to let our eyes drift to the left now, not very far, just about 10:30. Noticing how that gives you a different view of your room, maybe different colors or shapes, or a different amount of light. Noticing how that shifts the weight side to side in your skull and shoulders and ribs, pelvis, legs, feet, and arms. Lightly pushing into your left foot to move your eyes back home, center to noon. So, in the next few moments, I invite you to just experiment a little bit with letting your eyes lead your head to lead your body. To move as slowly as you'd like, in a range of motion you would like, to explore these shiftings of weight and attention. You may continue to go side to side, or to start to look overhead, or down at your feet. Or any direction at all, simply to enjoy and explore the balance of your own weight and attention. And when you're ready, let your eyes lead your head and your body to come fully to your side. And when you arrive at side lying, just to take a moment to pause. You may want to bring your hands under your head so your head's not dropped down. Just enjoying this new surface of support through the side of your cheekbone, shoulder, ribs, hip, leg, ankle, and foot. New surfaces of support. And when you're ready, push into the ground and let your eyes seek where you'd like to go next, to come back to screen and home. Balancing in ourselves and the world.